and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Lante with the Cole.
Yeah.
And you're Jeremy Warner.
You don't sound too bad.
Not too bad. It's better today. I don't know why.
Though now your fake voice is gone. What happened to your fake voice?
Well, this is actually how I sound most days. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think so.
Hey, we're talking football again. And what we're doing here on the Tay and Jay Show is giving you, the listeners, a chance to kind of get a feel for what's going to happen on the gridiron this fall around Central Illinois. And, of course, we've led up to this with a lot of coaches, and today we're hitting the Champaign area.
Yeah, we're having Central coach Ira Jefferson from Champaign Central, 3-6 last year. Coach Jefferson, you seem pretty fired up going into your second year.
Yeah, I tell you, we got some nice kids coming back, and just the way the whole attitude of the, you know, of the boys, you know, this summer and going into camp, I feel pretty good about it. And, you know, the thing is, they want to prove to people that they can win. They tell me all the time, well, Coach, we know you think we can win. We want to show that other people we can win. And I tell you, with the way they've been working and everything, I feel pretty good about what's going to happen.
Coach Jefferson, how are these practices this year right now compared to the first couple practices from last year?
I tell you, these were, you know, were better in my opinion. The reason why I said that is because, you know, I got the job so late last year, and then we're scrambling, trying to get things done. And then right at the beginning of the 2 days, my OC left me. And I had to find, you know, find an OC and everything. But, you know, coming into this season, everything, you know, the first practices, everything was in place and everything, so we could just go out, you know, and do the football stuff and get all of the headaches that last year brought. We had to deal with it.
Coach, the Maroons last year 3-6, but you should have a little bit more of an experienced crew this year, I would assume. How is that going to help you?
I tell you, you know, I'm gonna look at my senior class. Last year we only had 6 seniors, you know, throughout the whole program. This year we got 16, and I tell you, if they bring leadership and everything, and I tell you, with them 16, we got probably about, you know, 15 juniors that, you know, it's a great mix with them. And like I can say, we got some good, you know, some good seniors, and I'm looking for them for leadership to lead the younger guys on it. Right now, they're doing that. And like I say, we just got a good mixture.
Hard to beat the upperclassmen on a team, that's for sure. Tay and Jay Show visiting with Champaign Central coach Ira Jefferson. Coach, if I came to a Central game, what am I going to see in terms of strengths from the Maroons?
I tell you, our secondary is going to be, you know, very strong. We got two guys with our safety, Jamis Stovall and Clark Browning coming back. And then we got Brad Wright, who's going to have to go 2 ways from me, unfortunately. But hey, he's a heck of a ball player, you know, and he's that type of athlete at one corner. And then Tim Turner Jr., who didn't play football last year, at the other corner. And I think, you know, back there we got, we got 3 seniors and a junior. So right there, you know, just having that senior leadership back there. Our D-line, we got some big kids who can move. And I tell you, that's something that I was very concerned, you know, with last year. Our D-line, we didn't play the type of defense, you know, D-line didn't play like I wanted them to play because, I mean, you know, for whatever reason, inexperience, or, you know, we just didn't have a guy who could do it. And this year, I tell you, we got some big old boys. And, you know, and I got, you know, some guys who can move and run and everything. On the defense, probably our weakest segment is going to be our linebackers because of youth. And I tell you, but, you know, like I said, you know, we got a nice combination, you know, of the veterans and the young kids. And, you know, so the vets are leading the young kids are picking it up. So hopefully, you know, when it comes, you know, ready to play, everything falls together. But like I said, it's going to be exciting. I'm very excited about it. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not one to make predictions, so don't ask me what you think the Maroons don't know.
Well, Coach, and I know it's always hard in that Big 12 conference, and this year starting out with Normal, never an easy game there, but the Big 12 looks pretty strong this year, huh?
Yeah, I tell you, you know, and for one of the, you know, the conference, probably one of the better conferences in the state, and if you look at it, week in and week out, you want to come and play. Even, you know, the teams that's on the bottom half of it, if you don't come, you know, with your A game, you can get beat. And, you know, and that's the luxury about it. The thing is that, you know, like I said, you know, it's one of those where you got to play football every week, because if you don't, you're going to be sitting at home, you know, in November watching other guys playing. You know, that's a position that we're trying to get out of. And we just wanted some people, like, say, yeah, but this is a very strong conference. We got some, you know, some great coaches, some great football minds. And, you know, I like it because it makes you do your job. Okay, because if you slack, you're going to get beat.
Absolutely. Visiting with Champaign Central football coach Ira Jefferson. And, Coach, just from I've never had a chance to meet you. I look forward to that one day. But just from talking with you here, it sounds like, you know, you're a fiery guy, pretty fired up. Is that kind of your coaching style, a little bit of that, yeah, just kind of get in the face a little bit and let them roll?
Yeah, I tell you, they know it. Like, I told my parents at my booster parent meeting, I was like, I'm the type, I'm loud, you know, I'm going to get in your face, but at the same time, you know, I'm going to love you up. You know, and that's the thing, and, I try to, you know, make them realize why I'm so passionate about the sport of football. I mean, you start talking football, I tell you, I don't care if it's June, July, January, it gets me fired up because, you know, I respect the game, and football has been very good to myself and my family. And, you know, you got to respect, you know, things that have been good to you. And like I tell the kids all the time, you know, when you get to talk football, heck yeah, I get fired up. And I wish, you know, some of the kids would just take, you know, a quarter of the passion that I feel for the game, you know, and use that to, like I said, it's a fantastic game. And I tell you, right now, ready to go back to practice.
Coach, I know you came in last year, kind of a tough position, because I know Dave Jacobs had a nice run getting Central back to the playoffs before the two sides kind of split less than amicably. How hard was that last year to kind of get these guys to buy in?
I tell you, it was big, because like I said, you can get them, you know, to buy into what you're trying to do, and you know, get them to believe in what you're trying to do, you know, with your philosophy and everything. It's gonna make, you know, going out, you know, and playing the game a lot easier, because you're not going to have that rebelliousness, okay, well, I don't, you know, agree with this and that, you know. And I think, you know, with me being already at Central, especially with the kids, you know, they knew the type of guy I am, and I'm fair, you know, and everything. And, you know, actually, you know, it was pretty easy, because, you know, like I said, just knowing the kids, and it was like one of them, I wanted to come in here and do, you know, take the job, and the kids wanted me to take the job. So it was like, you know, hey, it was a marriage that was meant to be.
Talking about with Coach Jefferson over at Champaign Central, and Coach Urbana has a new field. The kids are taking a lot of pride in that. We had Nathan Watson on last week. Centennial made the playoffs last year. Are people forgetting about Central, and are your kids kind of sitting there going, hey, we're still here, and we're going to try and make some noise?
Yep. You know, as a matter of fact, that came up, you know, it came up a couple times. And, you know, like I tell the kids all the time, you know, that's all right. It's not where you started, it's where you end. You know, and that, we thrive under the radar. You know, I have no problems with that. You know, because like I said, the bottom line comes, you got to go out and win football games. I mean, preseason predictions and all this stuff, you know. And plus, what it does, in my opinion, it draws the, you know, the attention to you. If you don't live up to it, you know, hey, see, I told you this and that. I like the position we in, okay? I mean, you know, hey, you know, people want to take them lightly, let them take them lightly. But I can tell you this, I'm not trying to say we're going to go 9-0 and, you know, win a state title. But we're going to show up and we're going to be ready to play every game. And, you know, that's all I can ask for my kids. But, you know, like I said, I kind of like the position we're in. Ain't nothing wrong with riding under the radar.
Coach, I know your son Dustin played at Illinois, wrapped up his career. How's he doing now?
I tell you, he's doing a heck of a job. He's helping me right now. And, he's in charge of my linebackers and running backs, and he's doing that good job for me. You know, he's excited about it. I mean, it's kind of funny. I'm like, man, you played for me. I thought I'd get rid of you. Now I'm like right back in the position. But I tell you, I really enjoy it. Okay, because he, you know, bringing in, you know, being playing in a major college and everything, he brings us some ideas that he learned there. You know, we put them together and, you know, take, you know, compare notes and everything. And like I said, I think this is what he want to do. And, like I said, he's doing a heck of a job for me.
Does he even marvel at how fired up you get, Coach?
Actually, he told me, Dad, you done mellowed out a little bit. I got to, I'm getting old.
But I tell you,
the passion is still there. He knows it. He tells the kids all the time, Gab, just watch his looks. You can tell when he's getting ready to, you know, get fired up and stuff. So, I mean, like you said, you know, he think I done mellowed out a lot, but, you know, it's like this. I got, you know, smarter.
There you go.
You conserve that energy, because I tell you, these 2-a-days are killing me. My legs hurt. I don't have a voice, but I tell you, I wouldn't do nothing else.
I love it. Well, Champaign Central coach Ira Jefferson. Coach, it's been a pleasure to have you on. I'm excited to get a chance to meet you one day, and it sounds like you still got the passion for football, and that is awesome. And what a better example to show for these young kids and get them fired up because the privilege of playing high school football is something you'll always remember, correct?
You know, and it's so funny you said that because that's what I told him today. I mean, you know, not in the exact words, but the same, you know, principle. I'm like, you know what, guys, you always going to remember your high school football game. And this is a privilege
yep.
to come out here and do this. Okay, and, you know, take advantage of it. I mean, because, you know, you never can tell. Tomorrow may be your last down. You may not be able to play this game again. So, you know, just give it all you got and, you know, hey, respect the game. And that's what I want these guys to do, respect the game.
Perfect. Coach Jefferson, we wish you nothing but the best this year, and hopefully we'll be talking to you again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ira Jefferson, he is the head coach of the Champaign Central Maroons.
I told you before that he's a fiery guy, and I think you just fell in love
with
him.
Are you not ready to go play right now? I mean, that guy would get you fired up.
Well,
that's awesome.
The funny thing is, Dustin is my age.
Okay.
Dustin Jefferson. I went to a camp at Illinois here. And he was a linebacker. I was a linebacker. He was a Division I linebacker. I was a Class 4A IHSA linebacker.
That's all right.
Yeah, because Dustin was a big kid.
Yes.
Illinois coaches fell in love with him. He got noticed that day. So
that's awesome.
I think he hit me a couple times. And
ooh,
yeah.
You probably haven't forgotten that either.
He's a pretty big guy.
Well, Ira Jefferson, Coach Jefferson, we wish him the best at Champaign Central. It's going to be tough. I mean, you look at that schedule. I mean, anytime you start with those normal and Bloomington teams, you know, that's never a good way to start. And that Big 12 conference,
wow. The one thing with them is they start two games at home. They have Normal Community, then Urbana at home, so that should be. And then they go on the road to Normal Community West and home at Decatur Eisenhower. So three of the first four games at home. Of course, three of the last five are away. But at least they can possibly get off to a nice start with those home games right there.
Well, it'd be good. But when you look down and you see those Bloomington teams and the normal teams, and then you got Danville, and it's Centennial. And
well,
it's
they
like,
make it work for the playoffs in the Big 12.
They do. But we wish him nothing but the best. Should be a fun season to follow Coach Jefferson and Champaign Central. All right, it's the Tay and Jay Show. We're back. 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.